Dennis Hayes is best known as national coordinator of Earth Day, a secular holiday that's become an international celebration. Today, he's one of the region's most sought-after speakers on environmental policy. He says he's been disappointed with the president's approach to big energy interests, such as coal mining and oil companies. But Hayes says there's still a lot to praise about those first 4 years, starting with the dramatic increase in fuel efficiency standards on automobiles.
We should have had that accomplished probably 20 years ago, but we didn't get it through Carter, we didn't get it from Clinton, and we didn't expect to get it from George W. Bush, and we got it from Obama. And in fact, I'd say Lisa Jackson was one of the two best EPA administrators ever, she and Bill Ruckelshaus.
In particular, Hayes says Jackson's new regulations on power plants are shutting down a lot of outdated, dirty coal power. And Hayes says he's pleased the president hasn't given a green light to the Keystone Pipeline or to Alaska's Pebble Mine. But he says protecting the environment doesn't rank as high for Obama as getting health care in place or people back to work. Likewise, slowing climate change wasn't a priority in Obama's first term. The president has vowed to work harder on that issue now, but Hayes says the environmental movement will have to keep the pressure on.
I think we are going to win or lose depending on how we mobilize people to force whoever is the president to do what needs to be done. Whether you convince him or not, we've got to organize people and make him do it.
Hayes says a key test for the movement is how it responds to the proposed new coal export terminals in Washington and Oregon. Hearings continue next month, and how the EPA presides over that process will be a clear reflection of the Obama administration's stance on energy and the environment. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.